Half dreaming at the surface, Aya wakes in an instant, her reflexes always on high alert. But it is only a wild and lusty chase. The young couple leap, splash back down, and then, twirling in their bubbles, join together belly to belly. Aya admires their dance. Some things never change. Others do. Within three generations, this pod has racially blended into a new tribe that mixes spinner grace with bottlenose strength. Like all the old, Aya finds the young more beautiful every day. But she would not go back. Time goes so fast now anyway. Calves barely weaned are now mating. Dusks and dawns racing each other, as if the whole ocean has accelerated to a new rhythm. She does not mind, because it means reunion comes closer, with the ocean, and with one whose heart still beats in hers. Since the seasons blurred, the moons lost their meaning, and it is not for her to dictate the spawning of fish or coral. It is odd, at this time of her life, to miss the rituals she so resisted when she was young. Perhaps none of this would have happened if she had not. Everything broke apart, but Aya no longer blames herself. What happened was bigger than any fault of hers. Aya watches the amorous young couple, now drawing an excited throng. If she and her dwindling cohort of elders find the younger generations shallow and lacking in curiosity, they keep it to themselves. They avoid nostalgia, and unless some rare youngster makes reference to it, they even forget they are of different races. Aya is the last spinner dolphin of the remote and peaceful Longi tribe. The other elders are bottlenose dolphins of the once notorious Tersiops megapod. Hard to believe how once they clung to those identities. Aya tries to live in the moment, knowing each peaceful day is a gift, even if she can never quite relax. Some nebulous feeling, some old vigilance wakes her in the deep of the afternoon when the rest of the pod is asleep. Then she listens to the ocean with all her attention. But there is nothing unusual to hear. No grinding horrors, no cries of pain. Sometimes one of her fellow elders wakes shrieking, dreaming in red water. Aya is glad to be there to give comfort. It is over. This is a different place. Sometimes Aya wants to share her story so that people know what it cost to be here. But kind and respectful to the elders as they are, the young dislike their painful tales. Aya understands. She was once the same. The truth is hard to believe, harder to bear.